Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Wilco Radio, Bazaria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's thoroughly confusing Thursday. It's the 17th day of October, 2019. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it is currently 46 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're expecting a high of 46 degrees today for the Klamath Basin, and it's looking like it's going to rain on some here, which is all right. It's the fall. You had expected. I'm just dreading the snow that we've already had some of. Anyway, let's see what we're going to jump into here. Drivers with DUIs shouldn't be armed. Uh-oh. We're going to hit it as soon as we get back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. Drivers with DUI shouldn't be armed. Oh, goddamn people with warts, people with scars. I mean, where does it stop here? Looks like they got him a... looking for some new support from Mad Mothers Against Drunk Drivers. I tell you what, man, the one people you don't want to be fucking around with are drunk people with guns. I'll tell you that much for goddamn sure. I mean, who the fuck do these people think they are? I knew that we'd come around to this. You know, 0.08 is one beer. So you drink two fucking beers and you get pulled over by one of these fucking corporate enforcers who has no jurisdiction to even be fucking, you know, they pull you over just to look in your fucking car and pull it, you know, or your license plate light was out and you were going to take your guns. You really think so? You get all your mad mothers and they can meet us damn bastards at Drunks Against Mad Mothers. Let's see who fucking wins that fight. The combination of guns and alcohol is especially...
Did you know...
Go ahead.
Did you know open container, that could be an empty can or bottle? And
yeah.
That's a felony?
Yeah. It's all fucking horse shit's what it is. I mean, when I was a kid, man, my dad had a six-pack of beer in the car every fucking... When I was young, when I was 16 years old, I'd ride around with a case of goddamn beer in the car. My guns, I'm hunting, fucking shooting, and drinking my beer. What it is freedom. It's you have no jurisdiction, you dirty sons of bitches, and you're in violation of the law. If you have if there is a person who is damaged by a person because they're drinking and they accidentally or on purposely shoot them with a gun, well, there is God. Well, there's that's a civil crime and it's fucking prosecutable by the person damaged, but no fucking government gets to step in and say just arbitrarily across the board, if you drink two beers, you should have your guns taken away.
And give us $10,000, too.
Well, yeah, that'll be the goddamn day. A combination of guns and alcohol is especially dangerous, and far too little has been done to address it. Man, this you should have grew up in the town I grew up in. Everybody was drunk and had a gun. It's called equality. Federal law doesn't restrict access to guns by people with a history of alcoholic abuse, and fewer than half of U.S. states impose prohibitions of this kind. The risks to public safety are increasingly clear, and the issue demands more careful attention than lawmakers have allowed up to now. Like I said, they're looking for some more fucking support for this bullshit. I don't care how many fucking people you get. I don't care about MAD. I don't care about none of your fucking corporate horse shit. We live by the law here. And what you're proposing, again, is a violation of the fucking law. No victim, no crime. Go ahead.
Another thing, you know, just to jump off what you were saying, they can also get you a DUI if you're sitting on the side of the road, even in the parking lot, and your car's not even on, and if your keys are in the ignition, they can call that as a DUI as well. Now you're not even driving or nothing. Your keys can be in the ignition, and they consider it as DUI.
Well, they can. Well, I think the whole point of what we're doing here is they can consider whatever in the hell they want to, but they're in violation of the law, and we consider them to be fucking criminals. Not only criminals, but seditious, fucking treasonous criminals. And that's no consideration. That ain't something we just thought up. It ain't our policy. That's the goddamn law. There's a close parallel. Over a span of years, evidence accumulated to show that domestic abusers are significantly more likely to kill somebody using a gun. The data showed that millions of American women have been threatened with a gun or shot by a domestic partner. Gradually, a consensus formed to support denying firearms to convicted abusers. Federal and state laws are adopted to that end. No, federal and state, it ain't fucking law. It's fucking policy from a fucking corporation, and it means as much as somebody at fucking Walmart thinking they're going to run my goddamn life. You ain't going to do it. You're in violation of the law. To be sure, they're less effective than one would wish. The U.S. Supreme Court's, the U.S. Senate's failure to enact comprehensive background checks makes it much too easy for prohibited people to get a gun. On average, from 2006 to 2014, at least 760 Americans were shot dead each year by a spouse, former spouse, or dating partner. Even so, federal and state laws designed to keep guns away from abusers make a difference. Well, really, I got something to tell you, son of a bitches. You make no fucking difference. I gotta believe that this is all a fucking lie to start with. Probably the most women that are killed by their spouses are beat to fucking death to begin with. I mean, just the very idea that, you know, they're looking for more fucking angles on this. This will bring MAD into it. Mothers against drunk driving. Women against men. That's what they, you know, this whole thing they want the men to be women and the women to be men and everybody just to be a fucking freak. What are you going to do? What are you, pretty soon, domestic partner. You got a drunken driving ticket, so you can't have a fucking gun no more. You really think that's going to work? You sons of bitch. Just any, see, it's every fucking day. What they're coming at is with is at 10,000 angles with the same fucking result. It's violation of the law. Fuck you and fuck your goddamn policies, because that's all you can make is policies. There's only one way to make a law. And that's under Article 5 of the fucking original Constitution, which is no longer in effect. So you can't even make a fucking law. And you have no jurisdiction over we the people. Your jurisdiction is a fraud built upon a fucking fraud built upon a fraud, and it's a violation of the law. To pull somebody fucking over is a violation of the fucking law. Now the sheriff in the old days, man, I mean, if you're swerving, going down the road and you're driving on both sides of the fucking road and pull you over and get you for reckless driving. But unless you harm somebody, that's all you're getting is reckless driving. because you were drunk. And, you know, a person, if you were like you lived on a stretch of road and somebody continually hit your fence because they were drunk coming down the road, you could have a case in a common law court to have them fucking to have them so they can't fucking drive. You want to be drunk fucking? I mean, drunk. But I mean, it's like Charlie was talking about the open container thing in a car. Now, if I'm driving down the fucking road and I'm completely sober, and it doesn't matter any fucking how, even if I had a few fucking beers, what the fuck's it to you? I'm in the lanes. My mom used to say that I drive better drunk than most people do sober. And my mom didn't like to ride with fucking drunks, believe me. But, I mean, the bottom line is, the person sitting next to you, if they want to get fucking hammered, what's it to you? You know, you can rent, if you're a rich motherfucker, you can rent a limousine and they can push that button and run that thing up, you know, between you and them, and you can sit back there and get wasted in a fucking car. This is all just more fucking control bullshit. And this is just another way that they think that we're going to step up and this is our righteousness to break the law. You're breaking the law. You're going to fucking pay, because what you're doing is fucking called treason and sedition. You sons of bitches. So do it. Just do it. And then you can enforce it. What you need to do is quit all this fucking talking, piles of fucking paper. You got to do something. And that comprehensive background checks. Fuck you on that. Today, the links between alcohol abuse and firearm violence are also established. The research consistently shows that alcohol abuse is associated with violence towards self and others. Yeah, man, you're goddamn right it was, man. I used to go out and fight in the fucking bars and everything. That's what fucking men do. But unless I have harmed somebody, unless there is a victim, there is no fucking, no one can take jurisdiction over me. Only an American national that I have harmed, or that I have harmed their property, can get jurisdiction to make me answer in any court. And the only court I have to answer in is the court of common law. And I go there and we face 12 fucking jurors, and they're the ones that decide what is the law and what is not the law. If there is a crime has been committed or has not been committed, and there's better be a goddamn victim. You remember the first violation of our Bill of Rights was Abraham Springsteen, when he declared the fucking right to remove habeas corpus. What is habeas corpus? Produce the corpse. Produce the victim. So that he could fucking arrest fucking Supreme Court judges that were telling him that he was in violation of the fucking Bill of Rights. And it's just gone on from there with the internationalists, hasn't it? Stated a comprehensive 2013 report by a consortium of leading researchers, millions of firearm owners are being drinkers, or binge drinkers, binge drinkers, and among American men, death from alcohol-related firearm violence are on par with those from alcohol-related motor vehicle accidents, according to a 2015 study. I don't give a shit. If I don't give a shit if half the population of this country gets drunk and shoots the other half and there's nobody left but fucking 25 people, those 25 people still have the fucking law, you dirty sons of bitches. And all the rest of them have to be prosecuted as individuals in the common law court. You have no fucking authority to make any such assertion. In fact, to do so makes you a fucking seditious traitor. All you got coming to you is a fucking rope. Who would have guessed drunken gunplay is as lethal as drunken driving? Oh, see, this is the smart-ass shit here. Who brought the Bloomberg? That fucking figures. Bloomberg. Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah, it's fucking lethal. You know, we talked about it before. They said red flag laws. Anybody with a gun who is a danger to themselves or anyone, any son of a bitch, unless you're in a fucking coma, you're a paraplegic, you're automatically dangerous to yourself or anyone else. You could walk off a fucking cliff. You could throw somebody off a cliff. You're dangerous just by nature. Nature makes you dangerous. That's why you're at the top of the food chain. So this is all just subject matter bullshit. Maybe we can have a conversation about this. The conversation is going to be fucking short. Anybody, and if you, and I don't, just like I mentioned earlier, I don't care if you, unless you're a paraplegic or a fucking, you know, you're brain dead and you can't move, you're a danger of some sort, of some degree. So we're talking about degrees of danger here. And that's what they'd like to get us into a discussion about. Degrees of danger. Are you more dangerous with a gun? Fuck yeah, you are. That's why they want your fucking gun. Because they're intending to fucking enslave you and make you bow at their fucking feet. That's a tough thing to do with a fellow with a gun. Because he becomes more fucking dangerous. You know what makes danger, you ignorant sons of bitches? Is when you try to fucking, you try to take control of another person's will, against their will, and in violation of the fucking law that guarantees them their will. That'll make a person fucking dangerous. Especially a person with a gun. Who would have guessed it? Drunken gunplay is lethal as drunken fucking pricks. Last month, a new study confirmed a link between firearm violence and convictions for driving under the influence of alcohol. See, this is what they want to get. You know, they fucking, when they, you know, everybody, they prey on the goodness in people. Everybody went along with it. Everybody would agree. We don't want somebody fucking so fucking drunk they can't keep the fucking car in the lane and they're fucking running people off the road or running into people and killing people. And they say, we don't want them on the road. No, we don't. But we have no authority to, all we can do, I mean, it's just like the, these murders, you know, they go into these mass, what they're calling mass murders. Now, the son of a bitch went into a fucking place and he's killed some people. He's prosecuted for murder. That's what he did. That's the law. The gun didn't do it. The fucking guy that was pulling the trigger did. But they try to make it like, you know, the two are synonymous somehow. Did he get punished for what he did? He got the ultimate fucking punishment. Fucking, I mean, whatever the fucking ultimate punishment for murder is, that's what he gets. He committed murder, whether he did it with a hammer, a screwdriver, or a fucking mop. They're trying to mix apples and oranges and play these fucking, this is some more of these propagandists. This is the new propaganda, motherfuckers. Out here, oh, we'll get mad. I mean, how many mad mothers are going to get out there? And now they're going to be behind, we can move them behind us. Get all your fucking communists together. You're a bunch of fucking spineless, fucking yellow ass, fucking assholes. That's all there is to it. We're not impressed. We're not fucking impressed, you got it? You're not taking shit. It tracks 78,878 handgun purchases over 13 years. Purchases with DUI convictions were more than four times as likely to be arrested for murder, rape, robbery, or aggravated assault than those without. Is that a fact? Well, tough shit. Ain't got nothing to do with me and my gun. I didn't fucking... And the bottom line is, like I said... Man, just think if they could make it fucking one of the things so you can't have a gun if you have a DUI fucking conviction. How many people in this country have been convicted for being fucking a beer over? You can have one beer. How many people have got it for two beers? That then, see another, this is just another angle. Well, we'll make a law saying that if you had a DUI, you're added to the fucking can't buy list. Well, fuck you on that one too. You have no fucking authority. In fact, the conviction's no fucking good because it was done by in an admiralty fucking court in violation of the fucking law. How about that? Hence, another unsurprising conclusion. Alcohol and drug abuse have a substantial increased risk of perpetrating violence. Yeah.
I mean, I know people who got DUIs that don't drink at all. I mean, I can't pass their sobriety test.
Oh man, I mean, you know that. What about, you know, somebody had? I mean, this is what they'll do. Everybody who's ever been convicted of a DUI, or you know, this is what they'll hone it down to, and then they'll get mad in on it. That pissed me off so much, that mad thing. Mothers against drunk drivers. Really, who the fuck are you? Are you some person with that has a fucking beef? I mean, if somebody killed you. Your child in a car wreck, you did go and you got justice through the law, right?
Yeah, right? The Rothschild Jew organization.
You goddamn right. It's like that, to that, remember that privileged kid that, I can't remember what the hell, influenza he was suffered from because he was fucking filthy rich? This is what we call arbitrary and capricious. They use this on the fucking some people and not others. It's like what the hell is the name of that son of a bitch? Iran-Contra, the soldier. What the hell was his name?
North.
Oliver North. Oliver North was convicted of fucking of arms dealing. I think that's a felony. Last time I checked. But I seen him on, it was like a few years, it's been about 4 or 5 years ago. But I seen him, they were talking about guns and he was, you know, no gun control. He just went out and bought his grandson a shotgun. But wait a minute, you were convicted of gun running. That's a felony. How is it that these fucking policies do not apply to you? But that is not the argument, and we're not going to get caught up in the arguments. We're just going to tell these, you assholes, just do it. Just quit fucking around and quit being a bunch of fucking pussies and fucking send your fucking sacrifices our way. Because that's what they're going to be. And you people that are dumb fucking enough to start coming at people's fucking houses and trying to take people's fucking guns. This whole shit here stirred up. Like I said, we had that O'Rourke bullshit yesterday. See, they think if they keep running, pushing it, and they can finally shove it down our fucking throat, you're not gonna. We know the law, and the law says fuck you. There's nothing after that period when it says shall not infringe. And well, that is unless you get convicted of a DUI, or, 1,046 other fucking reasons. Fuck you. You're in violation of the law. That law is more important than life itself, as declared by the people that fucking declared that law, the American fucking nationals that fucking declared their fucking rights, their natural born rights, and then went out and fought the fucking king's army to establish that they were not nobody's fucking property to be told what they can and cannot do, that they could only be fucking prosecuted by another fucking national, American national in a common law court, and there better be a good goddamn reason for it, and they better be in the right because you prosecute right back. How big would that list grow, people? How big? And then they could say, oh, they're not putting all the people that got a DUI. Never had one myself. But the bottom line is, fucking this, that would really make their list bigger, wouldn't it? People not even fucking, shit. You got a DUI when you were fucking 18 years old, or a couple of them, and you've never drank another drop the rest of your life. It's just like the other things they've used to fucking attack the fucking second article. You know, you got busted with a pound of marijuana. That's a felony. It has nothing to do with a fucking gun. But be any felony, and drunken driving's a felony. So I told people this a long time ago, that pretty soon they'd be trying to. You know what? You know what's a fucking violation of the law, you dickhead? Is you fucking putting that fucking license out there? Is you as a corporation fucking exercising a fucking unlawful jurisdiction within the boundaries of the United States of these Americas? That's a fucking hanging offense. That's capital, you motherfuckers. You want to play law? You don't even know what I'm not going to say. They know exactly what they're fucking doing. But this is just another instance of their, you know, here comes these are the new experts on the fucking situation. I don't give a shit what fucking reason you come up with. You ain't taking my fucking gun. It's my fucking birthright. And you're not taking it. You're not taking none of my rights, you sons of bitches. Hence another unsurprising conclusion. Alcohol and drug abuse have a substantially increased risk of perpetrating violence. I don't care. What the fuck's it to you? You got a victim? You got a victim that has fucking sworn out a warrant against me? All right, you better not be in my fucking yard trying to get my gun, you son of a bitch. Most states don't prohibit alcohol abusers of those convicted or those convicted of alcohol-related misdemeanors from purchasing or possessing firearms. Even in states, you don't permit us to do anything, you son. That's what you better get through your fucking heads. You don't give the permissions. We do. And you stay the fuck out of our private lives. We govern ourselves. If we have a problem with someone with alcohol that's fucking with us, we take care of it. We don't need you. I can't fucking figure out what the fuck we ever needed a goddamn federal government for anyway, to begin with. That these aristocrats, these corporate aristocracy, so that they could be in a position to fucking manipulate the fucking words, to create a private fucking corporation and then a private corporate fucking dictionary to change the fucking words of the English language so that we could be your servants? You think so? Well, between that idea and that reality lies that fucking shadow. And boy, what's in that shadow. I mean, damn them. Most states don't prohibit. We did that. Alcohol abuse are often vague to be effective. Pennsylvania's law is one of the clearest. It's hardly draconian, banning firearm transfers to anyone convicted of 3 or more alcohol-related driving violations in 5 years. I mean, just coming up with this arbitrary bullshit. Where's your fucking victim? Do you have one victim if this person was convicted of doing anything to? This is that due process of the law thing that is at the center of all this. The due process of the law that has to be removed, or you cannot have a new world order, can you? And you're fucking failing because the people are figuring it out. That's why you had to bring in the professionals, the best you fucking got, where they ain't good enough. And they ain't good enough and you ain't got enough fucking people. You might as well get it through your fucking retarded heads. This is never going to happen in the United States of these Americas. Our people will fucking do what they did to the fucking Kingsmen. We will blow your fucking heads right off your shoulders. And the fucking ocean of blood. If it saves one life, it's all right to violate the fucking law, to take the rights away from the people. You think so? Well, the people who gained those fucking rights, they had 14-year-old kids out on the field, drummer boys, 10-year-old kids. And if you were 15 or 16, you were out there trading fucking bullets with the fucking British. Liberty and freedom was more precious than life, and it still is. To live as a fucking slave is not a fucking life. To be servitude under some piece of shit that isn't as good as the dirt on your fucking feet just because the twat he dropped out of isn't going to fucking fly in this country. You might as well get it through your heads. It's hardly Pennsylvania. It's hardly draconian banning firearm transfers to anyone convicted of 3 or more alcohol-related. I don't care if it's draconian or not. I heard old Nancy Pelosi talking again today, guys, and she was talking about the republic and the democracy. Because see, they have to use what's in the fucking original constitution for the games they're playing with one another, pretending there's fucking some kind of fucking law, when all they're doing is playing games in the fiduciary where there is no consequence, okay? You can't say, the constitution, democrat, that constitution said that we were guaranteed a fucking republic, didn't it? So when you play the game in the fucking fiduciary, you got to say republic, don't you? And God, the words coming out of your fucking mouth, it must hurt because it looks like it does. She said a republic and a democracy is what we are, people. I mean, I know the main population, they're going, what the fuck are you talking about? Look those two words up and see if they're synonymous in any fucking way. Look up a republic and then look up a democracy. And see if they, especially a republic with an emphasis on the rights of the individual, with a Bill of Rights that fucking commands by law that the people are fucking free individuals, not a part of a fucking collective, which is what a democracy is. Look it up, you stupid bitch. The District of Columbia prohibits firearm sales to anyone convicted of 2 or more alcohol. In the District of Columbia, can't fucking exist. They keep talking about how are we going to solve this problem? I got a next article I think is going to talk about that. How are we going to solve this problem? Well, we know exactly how to solve it. We're going to remove every fucking illegal, unlawful fucking thing you have done. It's going to be removed. And you're going to be fucking tried for your violations of the law. you will be convicted because you have sure as fuck done it and signed your name to it, and you will be hung. And then we would go back to being free people, at liberty to do as we goddamn well please, so long as we're not harming another's rights doing so. And if we do harm another's rights, only that person has the jurisdiction to fucking prosecute what has been done to him or a family member. If they, you know, one of your family members got killed, they were deprived of their fucking life without due process of the law, you can sure prosecute that. And if it's an indigent person with no family, then the sheriff and the coroner, they fucking prosecute it. It's that fucking simple. That's how simple the law is in this country. I've seen fucking, they showed with all the laws in this country, it'd fill this fucking room I'm sitting in. That ain't law. That's your fucking babble. That's your fucking policy bullshit that has no fucking authority over we the people. We the people have our own law. And by God, you are subservient to it. And you're going to find it out in the hardest of fucking ways. I can tell it because you can't stop. You talk about drunks and you talk about fucking drug abusers. You are on the ultimate fucking drug. Power and wealth. You think you've stolen power, and you think a little tiny weasel man like that old Rourke, that little pimp, little motherfucker. You think that you stand on a stage and you got $1 million behind you, that could stop a fucking real man from coming up there and fucking body slamming your ass, kicking the shit out of you? You think it gives you balls? Because I'm here to tell you it don't. Drunken driving offenses help to identify only a subset of problem drinkers. However, like gun owners with convictions for domestic abuse, gun owners with DUI convictions are a discreet and dangerous group. For lawmakers eager to make progress against gun violence, they're too good a target to ignore. Well, I'm going to tell you guys something about drinking. Now, we've had a couple of fucking world wars where we got hundreds of thousands of our people fucking killed. All these wars, man, I mean, the people that were conducting those wars, the presidents, fucking old Joseph Stalin, Churchill, they were all fucking drunk if they were ordering the deaths of thousands of people. I wouldn't bring up fucking alcohol if I were you. We'll be right back. Take your breath.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:41 Pacific Time, and that was Social Distortion with Down Here with the Rest of Us. How many times you people seen Joe Biden? I mean, I've seen him on television. Where I've been around. We've all been around fucking drunk people all our lives. Where that son of a bitch is still drunk from the night before. And let's talk about old fucking Bill Cocaine Clinton ordering fucking military actions in fucking Serbia while he's snorting coke. I mean, you fucking hypocritical son of a bitches. You're all it's just something that, you know, to put out there to see what happened. Well, you found out what happened. Fuck you. That's the answer. Now we got Ken Cuccinelli. Ending birthright citizenship does not require constitutional amendment. Really? This is from Breitbart. It was sent in by number one New World Order hater for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Acting United States Citizenship and Immigration Services, an agency that can't exist. Director Ken Cuccinelli is what it looks like. He's a cunt, that's for sure. Says there is no constitutional amendment needed to end the nation's birthright citizenship, whereby millions of illegal aliens have been able to secure their U.S.-born children as American citizenship. No, they have not. And oh, no, they are not, because it's done under the 14th Amendment, and the 14th Amendment is unlawful. So everything that's come from it is that it is the poisonous fruit from that poisonous tree, isn't it? By law. During the Christian Science Monitor's breakfast with at Cuccinelli, Cuccinelli. The acting director said he does not believe an amendment to the Constitution is necessary for the United States to end birthright citizenship. They've never had it. Because that fucking 14th Amendment is fucking a fraud. And everything that's been done under it is a fucking fraud. It is treachery, and it is sedition, and it is hangable. I do not, at least, I have a belief on it, that I do believe you need an amendment to the Constitution, Cuccinelli said. I think the question is, do you need congressional action, or can the executive act on, their own? Well, actually, the executive could act on their own and fucking declare that goddamn 14th Amendment a violation of the 9th Article of the People's Bill of Rights and a crime, but then that would implicate them in the crime, which they are a part of. I mean, the whole thing is bullshit. To date, the U.S. Supreme Court has never explicitly ruled that the U.S.-born children of illegal aliens must be granted automatic citizenship, and a number of legal scholars dispute the idea. Many leading conservative scholars argue that citizenship clause in the 14th Amendment does not provide mandatory birthright citizenship to the U.S.-born children. It doesn't provide citizenship to no fucking buddy. It does not provide anything to anybody. It is unlawful because it subjugates the people. Because it would be, why? U.S.-born children of illegal aliens or non-citizens, as these children are not subject to the jurisdiction. We must be subject to the jurisdiction of the fucking government, of the U.S. government. What jurisdiction does the U.S. government have that we're subject to? I see they got the admiralty jurisdiction that ends where the tides ebbed and flowed, and then they, in violation of the law, created the District of Columbia and then spread their tentacles out across our land in violation of the law. So this is really a non-issue. None of these fucking anchor babies were ever fucking American nationals. And they're not American citizens either, because there can't be no such animal. Because you have to be subjugated to be one of those, and you can't be subjugated to be one of those if you're a fucking American with the goddamn Bill of Rights. It's like mixing vinegar and oil. It just ain't gonna work. And you see, here's another place. See, they're bringing this shit up. Why? Because it's starting to fucking, there's people are starting to come at them with them. What's the fucking law? People gotta be wondering by now. Because they see in this instance here, like just like with Hillary Clinton, this is within the goddamn fiduciary responsibility. This is within the military fucking fiduciary responsibility. This bitch committed high fucking treason. She committed fucking sedition. She committed goddamn, they listed her crimes. Yet no prosecutor would impanel a grand jury. Well, the prosecutors don't impanel the grand juries. There are no grand juries in your fucking goddamn admiralty. How stupid do you think people are? The grand jury, for her to be, I'll tell you why Hillary can't be prosecuted, people. I'll tell you right now, and I'll tell you honestly, because there are no common law courts to prosecute her in. And that's the only place she can be prosecuted for crime. She can be thrown out of the fucking government. But as far as prosecuted, I could prosecute her if we had goddamn common law courts, and I'd do it. Any one of us could, because we have the jurisdiction. We have the power of arrest and prosecution.
Hi.
Hi. I can hear somebody. Anyway, here's this idiot. Many conservative scholars argue the citizenship clause of the 14th Amendment does not provide mandatory birthright citizenship to the U.S.-born children of illegal aliens, nor non-citizens, as these children are not subject to the jurisdiction as the language was understood when the 14th Amendment was ratified. It was not fucking ratified. It could not be ratified because it was an unlawful fucking dictate. It was an act of treason. And I'll tell you, the states that fucking did ratify that, they committed that treason too. Everybody that signed that committed the fucking treason. Because they knew better. They knew what the Ninth Article said.
That's why it says citizenship. That puts you under admiralty law.
You goddamn right it does. And that's only law. Like I said, this is why none of these son of a bitches, I mean, they're showing their crimes. I mean, like Cohen, he committed crime within the fucking corporation. He committed some corporate fucking violations of policy. And their policy may tell them that they can hold hearings and they can impeach and stuff, but they have no judicial fucking authority over any individual. What happens is Comey gets fucking kicked out of the fucking his job for fucking espionage or whatever in the fuck they want to impeach him for. They're impeached, you see. They get impeached, and then the Senate kicks their ass out of the fucking government. As soon as they're out of the government, then we go over there and we grab them son of a bitches, because we're the ones they committed the crime against. We're the ones with the right to arrest. We're the ones with the jurisdiction to bring them into the common law court to answer for their crimes against us. And we do it as individuals. I would take Mr. Comey to fucking court. I would take fucking any fucking one of them. Name it. They're all fucking guilty of sin. They've all signed fucking treasonous documents knowingly. I mean, this conspiracy that's been going on since fucking, well, actually since Lincoln declared the first fucking martial law with no authority to do so. The Ninth Article said he could not do it. And that's what the fucking Supreme Court judges were telling him. So he had him arrested. And we had a fucking civil fucking war that wasn't even a civil war. It was a war to fucking remove the Bill of fucking Rights. Plain and fucking simple. Even when you go back to the fucking, the states that want us to secede from the Union, if that's what the people wanted, that's what the people can do. And nothing can fucking stop them. No government. No, there was no fucking authority to stop them from doing it. Except that, oh, it's Abraham fucking Springsteen and his internationalist fucking corporate buddies decided that, you can't get out of this fight. It's like the mob. It is the mob. It's the international corporate mafia. Only one way you get out of the mafia. But the people of the South, they were fighting for their goddamn rights. And the people of the North thought they were fighting for their goddamn rights. They were fighting to keep from being enslaved. Because that's what'll happen, man. You'll be enslaved. How were they going to be enslaved in the North? By, because the new territories, they were going to allow fucking slavery in the new territories. And then you would be a slave too. Because you would have to compete with slave labor. You know, like we're doing on an international basis right now. The reason we don't have a pot to piss in and a window to throw it out. Gas is $3.35 a gallon here right now, as we're becoming the number one exporter of fucking crude oil, sweet crude. Wonder why they did it. Wonder why this fucking private fucking association known as the fucking federal government, and that's what that son of a bitch is. There's no one fucking elected in that bastard. They're selected. They're selected by fucking people that don't even live in this goddamn country. We're a colony of fucking Israel. And of the fucking Illuminati. Who make the decisions and then come up, just like this shit here I'm reading here. Because people are starting to ask questions. So how is it that they're getting in then it makes them look at the 14th Amendment. And when you look at the 14th Amendment, if you read it, and get out a goddamn dictionary, son of a bitch. They're claiming I'm a subject. How can they do that? I'm not a subject. I can't be a subject. That's what our forefathers, that's the whole claim to fame for this whole fucking nation is. That we unsubjugated ourselves. That we're individual free nationals. On a par with the crown heads of Europe. We answer to no one unless it's in the fucking common law court. And it has to be an individual with an individual charge or an individual fucking civil action. And it's between the individuals. That's where the jurisdiction lies, in the individual, not the court. That goddamn common law court judge has no fucking authority until the trial. And it's, he has to make sure that nobody's rights are being violated. I mean, you could fuck up a summons, or you could fuck up an affidavit. And he'd have to say, we can't proceed because they got to tell you, because your affidavit is lacking. It doesn't have, it's missing an element, a charging element, a fucking evidence element. And then you go back and you correct it. And then that's the end of the fucking judge. He doesn't say what is evidence and what is not evidence. He doesn't say fucking what is hearsay or anything. Cause you know what? We're smart enough to fucking listen to something. Well, he's saying that person said it. He didn't see shit. And that's the way this country was supposed to run. I don't need somebody, objection, Your Honor, that's hearsay. No fucking shit. I just heard him say it. But this is the professional courts. These are industrial courts. These are corporation courts. These are star chamber courts with appointed judges, appointed by the fucking treasonous bastards that fucking usurped our fucking the Constitution for the Republic and replaced it with a charter for a corporation. With not only without authority, but in violation of the law. That's what we got to press. It's all a violation of the law. That Bill of Rights is not just a Bill of Rights. It just ain't your rights. That's the fucking law. That's ratified fucking law. What it says is the law, and you cannot fucking violate that law. But they have. The 501c3 churches are a violation of the fucking law, aren't they? Isn't that adjoined here? There's a contract between the fucking state or the federal government and the churches. Isn't that a fucking violation of the first article? It sure as hell is. That's why it pisses me off when people try to blame the Bill of Rights for the fucking, like, the fags and everything else. The reason that fag can get married in your fucking church is because it ain't church. It's a fucking corporation. It's a public corporation. Because it's joined with the fucking government in violation of the first article. Otherwise, you could tell the queers to take a fucking hike. They're not going to get married in your fucking church. Because it goes against the beliefs and the foundation of your fucking, of your church. Church has the same authority under the Bill of Rights as the fucking people. It's the only fucking institution that did. It's because that's because of the, what the individual's right to believe whatever they fucking want to believe and their right to congregate. And that's what, that's where a church comes, you know, that's because we decide to congregate, we build a building, we go in and we're being a church. There ain't a fucking thing you can do about it. You got nothing to say about it, Gov. Well, you can't engage in commerce because we made this. Well, actually, the preacher can sign contracts with anybody he fucking wants to. Not contract. Well, maybe partnerships and deals like that, but it's not corporation. This is not a corporate fucking America. It is not a capitalist country. It is a fucking free country. The emphasis of this country is freedom and liberty for the individual. It has nothing.
They signed the churches on by promising them to be tax exempt. They were always tax exempt.
Of course they were, as long as they stayed within the common law, but they didn't get the money from the government. Right now, down on the fucking borders, they're getting fucking billions sent to the goddamn churches, the 501c3 government churches, government organizations, to help aid the invasion from the south. They get grants from the fucking government, which there's never was supposed to be no grants. It's like there was never supposed to be no fucking foreign bank running your fucking a debt system in your fucking country. It's right in that original constitution. The treasury was to print the fucking mint the fucking gold and silver into fucking coinage, which was had no debt attached to it. For that's the money that we borrowed to so that we could exploit our own resources. We were to be entrepreneurs, each and every one of us. You could work for somebody if you wanted to. Nobody could tell you couldn't. But why would you? Maybe there were people that just, you know, it comes down to aptitude. It comes down to intelligence. But everybody would have a plenty. Because if the greed thing got you, and you wanted more than your fucking share of the richest country on planet Earth, well, you'd have to buy the fucking raw materials from the people who owned it. You couldn't just take them. You couldn't just get, pay to have somebody be put in Congress, pay for a group to be put in Congress. And they wrote down on legislation that it was all right to take the fucking property of the fucking individuals out here and hand it over to your ass for exploitation. Without paying those people directly, without going, just when the gold was confiscated, people, they couldn't do it. It was against the law. Only an individual could do it.
I listened to one article, and the guy suggested he tried to buy a share of the Federal Reserve. One share. He said that instead of getting rid of it, give everybody in the country one share. Nobody gets more than one share. So he tried to buy a share, and they said, oh, no, it don't work that way. Why not, you know?
Because it's private. It is a private. We weren't supposed to have no private fucking bank. It was supposed to be, we could lend money to one another if we damn well pleased. We could write out the contracts. And I could lend you money. You could lend me money. However we wanted to do it, but it was all within the common law. And then it turns around and you
shareholders. If they have shareholders, they can't discriminate on who can buy shares.
Well, yes, they can, because they're not. Why can't they, Charlie?
I don't know. You said it's private, but I mean,
It would be private, and they could discriminate. I don't have to do business with you, no more than the guy has to bake the cake. You see, that's how they're playing this game with us. The guy didn't have to bake the fucking cake for the queers, okay? But he got $450,000 fine, lost his fucking so-called business he thought he had. But at the top, you got Yahoo, and they can violate the first article, freedom of speech. They are a corporation, and they are licensed by the corporation, the United States Corporation. They're both unlawful as hell. They're both, every goddamn one of them be hung in the common law court real fucking easy. It's evident what they've done. It's prima facie evidence. What would be their fucking argument?
I saw one article where the Federal Reserve says that we owe them $17,000 each person because we use Google. They value our use of Google at $17,000 a person, and that's what they have on some of their balance sheets.
Well, when this whole fucking thing goes down, which is it's already happening, people. It's happening across this country, and we all know it. It's happening around the fucking world. Look at Hong Kong. Look at fucking over in France. Look in England. People have got this figured out. A handful are taking every fucking thing through fraud from all of the people. And when this whole thing's over with, you know what, Zuckerberg? We're going to take your fucking billions away from you. And we're going to hang your fucking ass. And then we're going to distribute that $1 billion back to the people who fucking fought this fucking war to get that Bill of Rights back. And that's not the only money we're taking back. The only wealth. We're taking all the fucking wealth you've taken from us without due process of the fucking law. And it's coming back and it's going to go to us and our children and their children. And we're going to live happily ever after. Some of us are going to have to die to do it. But we've accepted that. So
hey,
get
Henry.
Ready. Yes, ma'am.
And don't forget what Pelosi said now. We're a democracy and a republic. We're a democracy, blah, 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 a republic. I heard her, too.
Did you hear? Yeah, we're a republic and a democracy. I'm thinking.
No, she said we're a democracy, then she stuttered and had to say republic.
What I heard this morning, when she was talking, she said these words exactly. We're a republic and a democracy. The one I heard. And she, well, the other one she stumbled. I know which one you're talking about, the one she stumbled on. I heard that one too. Because they're wanting to play Constitution. They're wanting to play Constitution with this goofy shit they're doing with this fucking impeachment stuff. See, they have to go to the Constitution, but the Constitution is not the controlling document here. You created a fucking corporation and claim fucking, with the 14th Amendment, you subverted the fucking Constitution. And you goddamn sure broke the laws in the Bill of Rights when you did it. That, and they know it. See, they're getting tangled up. They're gonna have to start replacing these son of a bitches. Like, I see all the faces I'm seeing on the fucking news anymore I've never seen before. And they're talking a whole different fucking, they're trying to play a whole different fucking game on us here. But it ain't gonna work. It comes down to, it's simple. 14th Amendment, slavery, Bill of Rights, freedom and liberty. I'm going for the Bill of Rights, freedom and liberty. And I'm saying that that is the fucking absolute ratified law of this fucking land. And if you try to take it away from me, I'll do what my ancestors did. When you try to take it away from them, I'll shoot your fucking ass. Anyways, guys, we've made it to the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, man, that's just tell them straight up, it's the fucking law. They're breaking the law. Show me where they're not. Show me how they can't be breaking that law. And they can't do it. So you're either a sniveling fucking coward, or you're going to have to fucking admit that they're breaking the fucking law, and we're failing to fucking enforce it so far. Some people have enforced it. Now, don't get me wrong. The Branch Davidians and the Open Salvo, they enforced the hell out of the law. They should have went outside and finished the fucking job and then fucking got themselves ready for the next fucking wave. And then at that point right there, the people in fucking Ruby Ridge, fucking that one kid, Kevin, he fucking shot one of them pricks. And he was right in doing it. He was completely within his fucking rights. He was enforcing the fucking law. And when this whole thing breaks loose, there's going to be a whole lot of enforcing the fucking law. Hey, man, fuck you. You're breaking the law. There is no two ways about it. You cannot argue it. I challenge anybody to come up here on this fucking radio station and argue that they are not in violation of the supreme, superior law of this land, every fucking one of them. And that is the word from the trenches.